We are back with Jeff O'Brien and Reverend. Now, is it Reverend Tim Christopher or the Reverend Tim Christopher? I'm never sure of that.
You know what? I'm at a point now where it doesn't matter.
But what does
everybody call me the Rev?
The Rev.
That's usually what I get all the time.
Well, before we get into more serious stuff, I like this tells me a lot about people. What's the funniest movie ever made in your view? And if you say something with Carrot Top or Pauly Shore, I'm going to
Blazing
think,
Saddles.
That's a good pick. Animal House is mine, but...
No, I like Animal House, too.
People mention Blazing Saddles, Animal House, Caddyshack. Now I will get some serious questions. There's a lot of things that you comment on, and you are based in Minneapolis. What's your biggest concern as we head into the election? Is it election-related, or is it just things that... Because there's a lot of crime in Minneapolis, and I know how that really is bothersome and upsetting to you. Is that what it is? Is it crime, or is there other things or something else in particular that would top the list for you?
Crime is one. I mean, what people don't understand, I think, is the black community has a lot of issues. It's not just one thing. And it's not going to be solved in just one, whiff of the wand. I would say the main thing that's right now that's really concerning is our kids are coming out of school can't read. I mean that's honestly the truth. I mean there's some that can read. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying every kid that walk out of a Minneapolis public school can't read, but the majority of those kids can't read. So what do you go? What job do you get? You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Especially with the young men, and they're talking about young men not in the household. Well, they're not in the household because they can't read and they can't take care of their family. They don't have a job. See, we don't talk about stuff like that. You know what I mean? People just like to mention it. Oh, there's no black men in the household. Well, why are there no black men in the household? You know, these little girls and little boys out here having babies, but then the man can't do his job, what God sets you up to do. I mean, as a man, your job is to take care of what God gave you. At the end of the day, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. You were trained as a man to take care of what God gave you. And if you can't do that, then more than likely, you're just going to be out there scrying out in the streets, doing things you're not supposed to be doing, selling drugs, and shooting at people. That's just one of the main issues.
Well, when you, because you do talk about a lot of these things, do you feel your words resonate with politicians, or are they pretty much ignored?
They're somewhat... I mean, I've met with a lot of politicians, and they say, well, I hear you.
But that doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. Thank you very much. And that doesn't mean anything. That means if you're not Senator Roger Chamberlain, I've been talking to him about school vouchers. When I lived in Minneapolis, we used to drive my kids all the way to Hopkins to go to school. I refused to put my kids in the Minneapolis school district because it was so bad. And this was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Now, imagine what it's like today. Remember now, they was about to close Minneapolis school, right? It was going to close that school because it was so bad. At the end of the day, when these politicians, when I meet with them and I call them up and try to meet with them, that's what they say. Well, we hear you. Well, what are your concerns? Well, here's my concern. You're not doing your job. That if you want to know my main concern, it's you're not doing your job. You're not doing a thing. I mean, think about it. Tim Walz was a school teacher. I would think once he got that governorship, his main concern would be to make sure that these schools are doing their job, that he's not beholden to the unions, that he say, you know what? I know how unions work.
And what gnaws at me now, and it's a political thing, I'm going to fund all the schools. Well, you've been there 4 years. Why haven't you?
Exactly.
Every school in the state is in some kind of financial hardship. It's because of cross subsidies, why don't they just call it what it is? It is special education, which is vital, but it's so expensive. And it's put many, we spend almost, in Buffalo, Hanover, Montrose, where I am on the school board, would like to be reelected, by the way, if you're listening in Buffalo. But it is, I mean, it's almost $1 million a year, $800,000 to $900,000 a year is spent on special ed, which we have to do. But the government, federal government and state government are not doing their part, what they said they would do. Federal government's supposed to pay 40% of it. They're paying like 14, if that. That was a year or two ago. It's probably less than that now. towards special ed.
Well, and there's also too many resources devoted to administration. I remember, and I went to high school in the suburbs, and I can remember, this is, 1989 to 93. My school had a principal for every grade level. Why?
Well, they still have it.
Right. And I think they're all making six figures. Why?
Right there is what I'm talking about. I don't understand why some of you lawyers don't get together and go sue the school. No, I'm being dead serious. I mean, people with some type of power. I mean, you're a lawyer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why can't you get some of your friends together and go sue the school?
We sue a lot of people. We don't get a chance to get the
no, seriously. Go sue the schools for not doing their job. I mean, somebody with some type of power have to step up and say, you know what, we'll step in here and do something.
I tell this, you know, I've got a lot of people that want me to sue different areas of government. First of all, it's hard to sue the government. And as I tell people, because we were the firm that sued the governor to get bars and get businesses back open. I said, lawyers can only do so much. You guys got to start voting better. You can't put these people in that act this way. And it's from every level. If you're going to pursue policies that don't have, as particularly with the schools, if you're going to pursue policies that don't ultimately result in kids getting educated and being able to do something in life, then you shouldn't be elected. You shouldn't be there.
You got a point.
Yeah, you shouldn't even try. But there are people. Well, I said this through. You guys heard me because I was loud. You're outside the room. And I told this one guy. I don't even know why people run for office, because it's not. I mean, certainly at more of a grassroots level. Not, you know, a lot of people do it for ego. But some people, they're running and all they do is get barraged from every side. You cannot make everyone happy. And when you realize that, it's a lot easier to do your job.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I'm guessing you don't vote a party ticket line, right? I mean, you vote for the people you think are best for whatever that position is.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. If you align with my issues, I'm going to vote for you. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're an independent. But if you align with what I believe that is going to take care of my family, I'm a family man first. You know, I've been married for 34 years, you know, same woman. You know, I'm one of them dads that's proud that I've got two boys that's been in their lives, you know, forever. But yeah, if you're going to help me take care of my kids and you care about certain things that's in this here world, you got my vote.
And I feel that way too. People are stunned when I tell them I voted for Wellstone twice and I would have a third time because I didn't agree or align with everything you said, but I did believe that Paul Wellstone was sincere in mm-hmm. how he felt.
Right.
And I just want a guy who's sincere, you know, so I did support him. I would have supported him. You know, unfortunately, we know all what happened with, he died in that horrible plane crash, but I would have supported him. And I know you've gotten to know them. I like Matt Burke. I've known him since he was a rookie.
Okay.
And, you know, and I like Matt, and I think he and Scott Jensen, there's a learning curve that they need to figure out.
But
I think they're smart enough to do it, and I think that their hearts are in the right place. I don't think they're just spewing things because they want to say what's politically in their best interest.
No, see, I met with Scott Jensen way before he even announced, you know, and he and I had been sitting down talking with each other, going over things and things of that sort. I do believe that he is sincere. I don't think he's your normal politician that's just out there throwing, you know, mud and saying this and saying that. And that's what I like about him. There's things that I disagree with him on. And especially when it comes to the vaccine,
yep.
I totally disagree on that. You know, I don't like how he's pushing that message, but that's not my business. You know what I mean? It doesn't bother me. So however he sees himself doing that and saying that, that's fine with that. I met Matt Burke. I wasn't high on Matt at the beginning. I really wasn't. I thought that he was your normal good old boy. But from talking to him and things of that sort, you know, he's good people.
He grows on you.
Yeah, he kind of does. I mean, we had a situation this weekend that they came out and listened to the people of the community of Minneapolis, and the things that he was saying was, okay, that's cool. I voted for Tim Walz last time because Jeff Johnson did not come into the black community. He ran the normal Republican.
Yep.
ticket, right? Exactly what they do. Well, we don't care about North Minneapolis. We don't care about people that's a little darker than us. So we're not even going to go shake their hands, talk to them, or do anything. And that's usually what Republicans do, because they say, well, we're only going to get so many votes out of there anyway. It doesn't matter. It's a vote. You know, there's people down there who are Republicans, yes. And they saw that this weekend with a room full of people. Those yep. people count. They matter. It's important that you make them feel like they matters, and they act like they don't. You mean, every picture you take can't keep looking like people like you. Yeah. Some of them got to look like me, right? You understand what I'm saying?
You're a handsome man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. My wife thinks so, too.
Reverend Tim Christopher and Attorney Jeff O'Brien, thank you so much. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.